welcome to episode 22 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on July 21st, 2010. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. We hope you are enjoying your summer so far. It seems to be really flying by for us. We hope you have had some wonderful summertime plans, whether it is playing in your yard or traveling to the beach. We'd love to hear about them. Feel free to post fun summertime activities on the blog or on our Facebook fan page. If you have been listening to us for a while, you may have figured out that The Hike is a sequel to the story we posted last year called The Walk. Both of them are read by our very own Mr. Chris, who adds his own bit of personality to it. Thanks, Mr. Chris. The story The Hike was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. Where are some places you love to explore with your family?
The Hike by Melissa and Chris Bouguet. The train is leaving in 5 minutes. All aboard the Trail Hike Express, yelled Dad from upstairs. I knew the drill, since I was almost five and all. Yes, 30 more days and I would be officially old enough to ride that big yellow bus I had been admiring for years. My shoes were on, the straps were Velcroed, and I was securing my hat as I noticed my little sister Maggie doing the wiggly dance. Did she have to go potty? That'd be a good idea before we hit the trail, but for some reason, I just didn't think that was it. She just looked, well, you know, distracted. After all, I'm an expert in being distracted, so it's something I know all about. So, as any nice big brother would do, I gathered her hiking sneaks, the really dirty ones, and laid them next to each other on the floor. Hey, sis, I yelled, over here, time for shoes, remember? My 2.5-year-old sister dropped the princess doll she was dancing around with and made a beeline straight for me, chanting, no shoes, no shoes, no shoes, no shoes, the whole way. Yes, shoes, I said, as kindly as I could. I helped her stuff her feet into the shoes and left the tying to Mama and Daddy. I had been practicing, but tying my own shoes and tying someone else's shoes are two completely different things. It's like everything is backwards or opposite or upside down. Besides, she wouldn't keep her feet still. I couldn't even get a hold of her laces, never mind tie them. It would be like trying to capture a picture of a plane doing loop-de-loops at the air show we saw last week. Daddy came down the stairs wearing the familiar red backpack on his shoulders. It used to hold diapers and wipes and baby food. Now that we're bigger, it holds bug spray, suntan lotion, and extra underpants, just in case. I heard Mom call from upstairs. Do you have the backpack? Yup, right here, honey. Daddy quickly captured little sis's wiggly feet and tied those sneakers tight. Let's go already, I cried, and then I remembered my manners. I'm still working on those. I mean, please can we go? I asked again in my best, almost 5-year-old voice. Just then, Mama bounced down the stairs, chanting, hiking, hiking, hiking. We hopped in the car and strapped ourselves in. It was a quick drive to our favorite trail entrance on a different part of the mountain that we called our home. Daddy started the car and off we went. As we rode, we passed all the usual views. First, we made a left and passed the fallen oak tree overgrown with vines. Then, we made a right and drove past our neighbor Mr. Dowd's garden of tomato plants surrounded by chicken wire. Then, we made a left again, where we passed Codiodio, a little brown Dachshund that ran in circles so fast that he made a groove in the dirt. Suddenly, Daddy stopped at the end of the road that was called Mad Hatter. What a crazy name for a road! Anyway, I knew what he was doing. He always got confused on our drive off the mountain. I don't know how he keeps forgetting. We've lived here my whole life, but he forgets all the same. I heard him say. Anticipating his question, I yelled out, Daddy, you take a right! Take a right! And Daddy said, What do you think, a right here, Mama? And Mama said, Yes, a right here, Daddy. And Maggie said, Left, left, left! Because she is learning. Daddy followed the majority rules theory, and off we went. We passed the school that I'd be going to in exactly 45 days. I admired its playground as we drove by. Around two curves, past a construction site, and we were there. We pulled into the parking lot, tires crunching on the gravel. We bounced in our seats as the car's wheels found every pothole in the entire parking lot. It reminded me of those little cars you put the quarters in at the mall. I shouted out, "Look how bumpy this parking lot is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how bumpy this parking lot is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how bumpy this parking lot is, Maggers." And Maggie said, "Smooth, smooth, smooth," because she is learning. I got all three buckles undone on my car seat before Mama even had time to reach for her safety belt release. I was faster than fast and quicker than quick, for sure. Daddy opened my door and I jumped out ready to hit the trail. Hands on my hips, I wondered how fast I could run down the trail and what animals we'd see. Then, something wet and cool hit the back of my neck. "Hey, who is spraying me?" I said as I turned to find Mama with the familiar pink and blue bottle in her hand. "Sunblock! We don't want to get burned," she said with a smile. This year, I was old enough to have her spray me and then rub it in myself. While I was rubbing it in, Maggers came over to my side of the car holding Daddy's hand with the rest of him in tow. Mama was quick to spray Maggers before she could protest. She had her covered in a white film in 10 seconds flat. My little sister didn't even know what hit her. I finished rubbing it all in, but my hands were still wet from the extra lotion. I turned and said, "Look how wet my hands are, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how wet his hands are, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how wet his hands are, Maggers." And Maggie said, "Dry, dry, dry," because she is learning. Sun-blocked and bug-sprayed, we gathered our water bottles and off we went. My water bottle was full to the very tippity-top, so it was heavier than usual, but nothing I couldn't handle. Hand in hand, we walked to the entrance of the trail. It smelled like fresh rain, and I could see the water droplets on the leaves as we walked by. There were birds chirping and squirrels chattering. "A good hiker always watches the terrain below their feet," Mama's voice reminded me. I remembered this was a tricky trail with lots of roots and rocks to trip over. As we rounded the corner, I was stopped dead in my tracks. A huge tree lay right across our path. It must have crashed during the storm from the night before. The top of the tree rested on the top of another tree, making a perfect little tunnel for Maggers and I to climb under, but Mama and Daddy would have to duck. I called back to Daddy, "Look how low this tree is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how low this tree is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how low this tree is, Maggers." And Maggers said, "Hi, hi, hi," because she is learning. We all cleared the tree, and my little sister and I both took a swig from our water bottles. We were at my favorite part of the trail, the runway. I called it that for two reasons. First, it was long and straight. It looked like a perfect place for a plane to take off. The second reason was because Mama and Daddy let me run the whole way down this path. I got into position, and my little sister lined up next to me. Who was she kidding? There is no way to keep up with me when I run my fastest. But I turned and smiled at her anyway, because that's what a good brother does. A shot of excitement raced from my head to my toes when I heard Mommy and Daddy yell, "Ready, set, go!" Off we went, my little sister squealing the whole way. She stayed right next to me until I turned on my boosters. With a quick, "Great job, Maggers," I kicked it into high gear and off I went. I was a plane ready to take off. I screamed, "Look how fast I'm going, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how fast he's going, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how fast he's going, Maggers." And Maggie said, "Slow, slow, slow," because she is learning. When I reached the tree at the end of the runway, I stopped, caught my breath, and took another gulp of water. I could see Maggers on Daddy's shoulders now, which always happened during this part of the hike. She is still little, not like me. Mama shouted out, "Who wants some trail mix?" Daddy, Maggers, and I shouted in unison, "I do, I do, I do." Mama laughed and took out the four individual bags of the heavenly mix of peanuts, raisins, goldfish, and pretzels. She handed us our own little baggie of the tasty treat, and I dug right in. I always eat things in order. First, all the peanuts, then all the raisins, then all the goldfish, and finally the pretzels. Maggers eats only the pretzels and goldfish from her bag, because those are her favorites. Daddy, well, he eats it all mixed by the handful. You wouldn't believe how much he can fit into his mouth in one bite. By the time we were through, I was a crummy mess. I held up my hands and said, "Look how messy I am, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how messy he is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how messy he is, Maggers." And Maggie said, "Clean, clean, clean," because she is learning. I washed down my last pretzel with one more big swig of water from my water bottle, and off we went. My legs were wobbly from running so fast and so far, so I strode beside Daddy. He and Mama were pointing out leaves, berries, and bugs. We came upon a tree with a large, black, curvy line on it. As we got closer, Daddy jumped back and said, "Whoa! That's a snake! Look, there, on that tree!" Mama put her hand on my shoulder, which I knew meant to stop. She picked up Maggers, and we watched the curvy line wriggle and move up the tree. Daddy took out the camera and snapped a picture. How cool! We watched it for a while until it went to the top of the tree and settled in on some branches. Daddy bent down so we could see the screen on the digital camera. I said, "Look how long that snake is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how long that snake is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how long that snake is, Maggers." And Maggie said, "Short, short, short," because she is learning. Mama said, "I think we've gone far enough for today," and nodded back the way we came. Daddy agreed, and we turned back around, passing everything we had already seen. It was a long walk back, but before we knew it, I could hear muffled sounds of cars on the road. I knew we were getting close to the parking lot. Like a horse smelling the barn, I picked up my pace a little bit. My legs sure were tired, and I was getting hungry again. I wasn't paying close attention to my terrain, thinking about the snake and my grumbling belly, when, smack, down I went. Before I even knew it, I was down on the ground. My water bottle cover popped off, and all the water soaked the dirt beneath me, making me a muddy mess. "Are you okay, Patna?" my daddy yelled as his big hands pulled me up to my feet again. "Yeah," I said instantly, a little bit embarrassed that I fell. "Any blood?" I heard my mama ask from behind me. That's always one of her first questions when neither of us fall. "Nope," said Daddy as he quickly scanned my legs, arms, and elbows. "We are good to go. Just pay attention, okay, Patna?" I nodded my head up and down as we continued on our way. I went to take a final drink of water, but the bottle felt very light. I said, "Look how empty my water bottle is, Daddy." And Daddy said, "Wow, look how empty his water bottle is, Mama." And Mama said, "Ooh, look how empty his water bottle is, Maggers." And Maggie said, "Full, full, full. Share mine." Holding out her water bottle because she is learning.
Hope you enjoyed the story. If you like what you heard, please consider going to iTunes and leaving a review. More positive reviews make it easier for others to find Nightlight Stories in the iTunes store. Don't forget, you can also find us on Twitter at Nightlight08 and our Facebook fan page. Stay cool and stay tuned for more Nightlight Stories and updates on the book. As always, we look forward to the many stories we can share together.